so sore. It is like I can. It's going to look good later this summer, summer of 2024. Summer body in progress.
You didn't post that. You posted something. You look like a mule where you were like,
oh, it's a donkey kick. Thank you so much for noticing. Someone thought it was a rabbit kick.
Well,
I will tell you
it
what.
Was something.
Have someone videotape you while you're exercising and you learn what you think you're doing well and big doesn't translate really for sure. We're about 4 minutes.
I'm assuming you were doing it correctly.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. But I was also trying to. You didn't brag on my other one with my Swole Patrol going up with my elastic band.
At that point, I was just zooming through.
She got tired of me real quick.
I saw the kick, and I was like, okay. I did go back and watch twice.
It's a donkey kick, and I needed to go up higher.
Okay.
All right. 4 minutes until 8
o'clock. Work on that form.
And thank you, Coach. 4 minutes until 8 o'clock in the morning on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
So we're going to catch up in a few minutes this morning with our next guest. But they are from the VFW, really. They had an auction at the VFW recently, and the auction was to be a co-host here on Palmetto Mornings. And so the commander won and gave it to Cindy Grimm. And Cindy, we had you on back in February.
Yes.
And then you brought your good friend, Laurel Tipton. And Laurel, we're going to catch up with both of you ladies a little later in the morning, just to learn a little more about you and some events coming on. But do you like scary movies? Are y'all fans of scary movies?
No. Sure.
You like them? Okay.
Well,
so Cindy, you and Ashley are together. Laurel, me and you are together. Well, get this. According to researchers at Westminster, University of Westminster in London, they said watching a scary movie for 90 minutes, it's 1 hour and 30 minutes, burns about 150 calories, the same as a 30-minute walk.
Well, I'll just have to be fat and happy and not skinny and scared. How about that?
I'm with you on
Thank
that.
You. There you go.
Laurel, me and you can do it. We got it, okay?
Okay. I watch them like this.
I have to be honest with you. I do, too. And sometimes I just fast forward through some of them. Mm. Man, they said it increases your heart rate, which burns calories, obviously, and exercise isn't the only way to achieve it. Boy.
How many calories did they say that you burned?
A 90-minute horror film will burn roughly 150 calories, which is the same amount, roughly, as a 30-minute stroll.
Just sitting on
I don't know.
Yeah, I think I would too. Get the fresh air.
Laurel, what is your scary movie go to? What's the one that you like?
My family usually picks them out because it's not my number one. So I just kind of ride along.
Well, now you can tell them y'all are going to burn some calories as a family.
You tell them that if you watch one for 90 minutes.
My grandchildren love scary movies.
Mm. I do too. They're really good. And then my grandmom says, what's wrong with you? We didn't raise you this way. I mean, I'll watch the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Jason, Freddy, Michael, the little dolls and all that. When people are all...
The little dolls is a little rough.
That one does it for you?
Yes.
You can handle the other stuff. It's just the little dolls.
The little dolls.
Okay.
Very scary.
We'll just go on our stroll.
All right. Well, we can't wait to catch up with Laurel and Cindy a little later in the morning. They are with the VFW. There was an auction that the VFW had, and they had an item you could bid on. It was called Be a Co-host of Palmetto Mornings, and the commander won it, but the commander's out of town, so he gave it to these fine ladies who we've enjoyed getting to know, and they're going to stay with us for the next 30 minutes. Now, Cindy, we put two and two together and got four and realized that we had interviewed you earlier this year.
Yeah.
Because you and Laurel are part of the VFW Auxiliary?
Yes.
And explain to us what the Auxiliary again is. It used to be called the Ladies Auxiliary, but it could be men and women, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or Laurel, maybe you can describe that?
Okay, so the purpose of the Auxiliary is to do for our comrades. Whatever it is our comrades need us to do, whether it's to help raise money, volunteer, whatever it is that they need, the Auxiliary's purpose is to take care of not only our own veterans, but the community outreach program, Vets and Family Services program. There are so many different programs that we are involved in, but mainly our goal is to support our comrades in what they need us to do.
So you're not veterans yourselves, but you're surrounded by veterans, right? So
correct.
Laurel, your family's all veteran
my
out.
My father. Yes, they are.
I don't know a better way of saying it. And we say thank you for sure. Oh,
yes.
My goodness. So who was in your family? Like just
my father was in the Navy. My brother was in the Navy. I have a grandson that I raised who is a Marine. My son-in-law is a retired Coast Guard, and it just goes on from there. My father-in-law was in the Army, and, of course, my family of vets at the VFW.
That's right.
Well, we appreciate your service, and we say that all the time, that it's not only the service member, but we also appreciate the families.
The families.
Because, you know, those people are going out, and you don't see them or hear from them for a year sometimes, and so we do appreciate you rallying around them, and we appreciate what your family members do for us in our country.
Well, Laurel and Cindy, they're going to stick with us because coming up here in about 10 minutes, they're going to let us know about all kind of events that are happening at the VFW, and we're going to have some more fun with these fun ladies here on Palmetto Mornings. We put them to work this morning.
We sure did.
Cindy said, they're putting us to work.
Shut the door, move the chair, move closer to the microphone.
Manual labor here on this show. Roll up your sleeves. Y'all can do it for
Thank
sure.
Thank you, Commander.
Yeah. Tell him what he needs to do whenever he gets back in town.
I'm going to tell him a few things.
That's right.